Welcome to this week's episode of the Jewish Diaspora Report. On this week's episode, we talk about the Palestinian genocide delusion. Let's get started. This evening, on Sunday, when I'm recording this episode, it is the eve of Yom HaShoah, which, for those who don't speak Hebrew, it is the day where we memorialize those who died during the Holocaust. For some of my listeners, you may be thinking, hold on a minute, isn't International Holocaust Remembrance Day in January? And the reality is, it is in January. However, that is not Yom HaShoah. International Holocaust Remembrance Day was first initially created in 2005 by the United Nations as a way of marking the historical and terrible tragedy of the Holocaust. Why they chose January 27th was not an accident. They chose January 27th because that was the day that Auschwitz, one of the most notorious and deadly death camps of the Nazis, was liberated, and they felt that this was a perfect day to remind the world of what had happened. Yom HaShoah, a day that was decided by the Jewish community to remember those who died in the Holocaust, was set for a very different day. If we look at the original day created by the UN, that day marks the liberation of a camp, something, let's say, kind of negative, the unfortunate horrors that happened, the million people that were killed in Auschwitz, and the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. That's kind of a downer, for lack of a better word. Yom HaShoah, however, was chosen specifically for the day that the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising began. It is symbolized rather than the death of Jews, like the International UN Day, it is the celebration of the time the Jews stood up and said, no more. For those who are unfamiliar with the Warsaw Ghetto, this was a time where Jews stood up to the Nazis and actually held the Nazis off from deportations to death camps for longer than the entire Polish army was able to hold off the Nazis. People who were not trained, these were just everyday people who held off the Nazis for a month with nothing more than small arms that they were able to smuggle in and their will to survive. Maybe now you can see why Yom HaShoah is not only an important date, but also a little bit more significant and important than International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which symbolizes the death and destruction of the Jews. With all of this talk about the Holocaust and genocide and terrible things that are happening in the world, I can't think of a better time than right now, Yom HaShoah, to talk about the issue of genocide, especially how we're seeing it thrown up on internet chat boards and in encampments by privileged people on American campuses. We have seen the word genocide thrown around like nothing we've ever seen before. So today, on Yom HaShoah, I want to talk a little bit about genocide and the fact that people are claiming Israel is doing a genocide to the people of Gaza, or we should say the Palestinian Arab people, but we'll get to that in a moment. For those of you who follow our JDR.podcast Instagram account and maybe enjoy some comments every now and then, it's amazing how many times recently I have seen people use the term genocide and tell me that it's happening all the time. Every day is a genocide for the people in Gaza. And to that, I'm finding it actually pretty shocking, considering the fact that these people were so excited not that long ago. If you look back at our podcasts, I had a few podcast episodes about the International Court of Justice deciding on whether or not there was a genocide, and there wasn't. If you go back and listen to those episodes, you'll get a little more detail. But in short, there is no genocide. This is very clear by the International Court of Justice, who saw the facts, who decided that Israel did not have to stop their war against terror because it was justified and what Israel is doing is legal under international law. They did, and many people will remind you of this, say that Israel should try very hard to make sure they don't start committing a genocide. All of these pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel activists were so excited to hear that the international world was going to take on this South African genocide claim And they were so sure that Israel would finally get what's coming to them. The international world is definitely going to rule that they're committing a genocide because all of these people knew in their hearts that a genocide was happening. And they were so disappointed when it didn't actually happen. And for the record, I've never said the international court is valid in most, if not all, cases. But nonetheless, they themselves, who may or may not be very corrupt, still couldn't make a point to suggest that Israel is committing a genocide. However, these people online either didn't get the message, unlikely, or are actively ignoring the fact that the court that they said was going to claim there's a genocide didn't say there's a genocide. Now, maybe we could put it up to the fact that these people have been hearing spin from the pro-Palestinian side or the anti-Israel side, and many of them have completely warped rationale that the International Court of Justice came out with, saying that Israel has a right to continue their war. The problem with what they're saying is that they didn't call for a stoppage in the fighting. They said Israel had every right to continue. Whereas when we saw Russia and Ukraine when it first happened, the International Court of Justice ruled very clearly that Russia was not justified in what they were doing and they needed to stop immediately. However, these anti-Israel activists ignore that entire part and say, well, no, they did say that Israel was committing a genocide, but also, like, continue fighting? It makes no sense, although we don't really expect much logic from these people. These people honestly don't really care about much in facts. They care about, apparently, how it feels. And one commenter on some of our posts recently actually said, well, I feel it's a genocide, so therefore it's a genocide. And I'm not making that up. This was a grown woman, by the way. So their own court ruled that a genocide is not currently happening, and Israel should be careful to make sure it doesn't start happening. They still go online and in encampments and claim a genocide is happening. I guess facts and reality don't mean anything, which is not a surprise. In a recent post that I made online, I made a very clear point here. If we take Hamas's numbers, which we've talked about endlessly on this podcast, these numbers are completely inaccurate. Hamas themselves don't even go by these numbers anymore. They've said they're missing a whole bunch of people from these numbers. Either way, let's take them at face value and let's say that 30,000 innocent people were killed in this conflict so far by the supposed carpet bombing and the genocide and all the stuff they claim. A real genocide, one that happened in the Holocaust. In comparison, 30,000 they claim died in 6 months. In Auschwitz alone, the Nazis murdered in gas chambers 15,000 people per day when it was at its height. So we have 15,000 per day versus, made up, 30,000 in 6 months. That is nowhere near a genocide. And that's assuming all of the facts of intentional killing and that all those people were not Hamas terrorists and so on and so on. You could see what a genocide looks like versus what this fake idea of a genocide is. And here's another thought for those people who love to claim a genocide is happening. Let's just say that's true. Let's just say that Israel is purposefully targeting Palestinian Arabs for death and ethnic cleansing, as they call it. If we look at a real genocide, and we look at Nazi Germany, the Germans were more than happy to murder their own Jews. The Jews of Germany were killed, and then the Jews of Poland, and then the Jews of Hungary, and so on and so on. All the Jews in the world were aimed to be killed one country at a time. If we look at the Palestinian Arabs, we see tons of Palestinian Arabs living in the West Bank. I guess Israel just hasn't bothered to get to those Arabs yet in order to kill them for the ethnic cleansing that apparently Israel's trying to do. And then let's not forget about the 2 million Palestinian Arab Israelis who live in the borders of Israel with full citizenship and full rights and are easy targets if you're trying to kill them and ethnic cleanse them. Why wouldn't Israel do what the Germans did? Round up your people. Everyone knows who's Arab. There's Arab villages. There are mosques. Go on in, grab them and murder them. Why isn't Israel murdering its own Arab population? Since apparently we are attempting to genocide and ethnically cleanse the area of an entire people. But they're not. When England bombed Germany in World War II, no one claimed that England was attempting a genocide against the German people. Obviously, everybody in Germany at the time, for the most part, were Germans. That is an ethnic group. That is a cultural group. You are murdering only Germans. Why aren't you murdering other people? Well, we're not at war with other people. Obviously, whenever a war happens between two countries, two peoples, two areas, two regions, the one people are going to be bombing the other people, and there will be a somewhat homogenous group. Israelis are Israeli. The people in Gaza are Gazans. But you can't claim that you're trying to ethnically cleanse all Palestinian Arabs if you aren't killing Palestinian Arabs in the West Bank, in Israel, in Jordan. Another really big thing about genocide and ethnic cleansing, especially from World War II history, is the fact that Germany didn't only want to get rid of the Jews of Germany. They literally invaded every single country in Europe and had plans to invade the United States and Israel, at the time was called British Palestine, and so many other places to murder their Jews too. So we don't see Israel going into Jordan to go and kill their Palestinian Arabs. We don't see Israel going into Lebanon to kill their Palestinian Arabs. We don't see them planning on going to the United States or to any other Arab country to kill Palestinian Arabs. So it is absolutely not an ethnic cleansing. It is absolutely not a genocide. And the fact that they are comparing it to the Holocaust is absolutely ridiculous and shameful. Sadly, I'm pretty sure none of these anti-Israel activists who are on campus are listening to any of these podcasts. So I'm really just talking to people who probably already know this kind of thing. But maybe this will give you a little bit of insight and help when someone brings up the word genocide to you. Because the reality is it's happening more and more, even though it has been proven to be inaccurate and not happening over and over again. I know this should go without having to say it, but for those of you who are really interested in the very clear stats to back this up, we've talked about this a few times on the last podcasts, but I'll say it one more time just to arm you with the facts. In 1948, when Israel regained its independence and became a country, the amount of Palestinian Arabs in the area was somewhere around 1 million. Since 1948, as long as the supposed ethnic cleansing and genocide has happened, the Palestinian Arab population of Israel and the territories is over 6.8 million. We went from 1 million to 6.8 million people all living in the area. So this idea that somehow an ethnic cleansing is happening and that people are murdering Palestinians left, right, and center to genocide them is completely disproven by the numbers. Some numbers that might be a little more interesting to you is the fact that over 6 million Jews were killed in an actual genocide. And absolutely tragically enough, today the number of Jews in the world has still not reached the original pre-World War II numbers. That is a genocide. Even if we include today the fact that there's a current war going on, which is not a genocide, it is a war that Hamas is sacrificing its own people for, if we take their numbers, which is less than 30,000 actually innocent people killed, that too is barely even a blip out of the 6.8 million Palestinian Arabs in the region. So the idea of an ethnic cleansing compared to, let's say, 6 million Jews, when the population of the Jews at the time was about 9.5 million Jews in all of Europe, and 6 million of them were killed, that is a genocide. That accounts for over 60% of the Jewish population murdered and wiped off the map. I don't want anyone to misunderstand what I'm saying here, especially for people who are online commenting. When I make points to suggest that this is not a genocide, or that somehow 5,000 or so people who are killed that were innocent and not fighters and not killed by Hamas and so on and so on, I'm not suggesting that these are valid or it's justifiable in any way. Any death is tragic. Just to be clear, it would be better if somehow this war would end without a single person being killed. Without a doubt. But my problem here, this episode with Yom HaShoah happening today, is the fact that they are using the memory of a genocide. The word genocide was created by a Jewish scholar following the Holocaust to explain what in the world had happened. They needed a word. It didn't exist until it happened to the Jews. And now to see that word just literally tarnished and thrown in the garbage because people think and feel that a genocide is happening is such a disservice to Yom HaShoah, to International Holocaust Remembrance, to the Jewish people, and to be used against those very Jewish people, it is literally sick. In the end, unfortunately, these trolls and people online are not going to change what they're saying because the reality is they don't really care about the truth. They care about attaching themselves to people's emotions, using the word genocide, which triggers the ideas of the Holocaust, and then using that to try and put on the Jews is a way that they're going to try and bring people in to their crazy ideas and suggestions of mass killings and carpet bombings and all these things that are literally not happening. But they'll say it because they don't really care to present the truth and facts for people to make up their minds on their own. They're literally just hoping that you won't look these things up. Don't look. And if you do, I'm going to go yell at you and bully you and tell you that you're an occupier and an oppressor and you support a terrorist state like Israel. Don't question me. With some fairly simple knowledge and some simple facts here, you can easily see many reasons why the word genocide and ethnic cleansing don't fit for this current situation. Tragic, horrible war, innocent lives being harmed because of a terrorist organization who aims to harm them? Those are words you could use. Genocide? No. No matter how much you wish it was true. Clearly, those people in encampments, and especially online, who are proposing this idea of a genocide, clearly are in a Palestinian genocide delusion, because there are no facts to back that up. This has been another episode of the Jewish Diaspora Report. Don't forget to check us out on social media at jdr.podcast and check out some of our other episodes on your favorite podcast source. We'll see you next time.